Topic 3. Human cloning. Listen and answer question number 1. With technology constantly advancing, new frontiers are being reached every day. People once thought that the moon was unreachable and that computers would never be smaller than the size of an entire room. Researchers, scientists, and technology have proven those people wrong. Recently, the question of whether or not humans can be cloned has been an issue. Although human cloning has not been performed yet, many researchers and scientists believe that the cloning of humans is possible. This, however, brings up a very important issue. Should human cloning be allowed? Would more harm than good be caused? I do not believe that human cloning should ever be permitted. Many people who advocate human cloning argue that parents could have a sick child cloned, so that the clone could provide the child with tissues or organs for transplantation. I think this argument is ridiculous, and that making a clone for this reason is unethical and unfair for the clone. Would the clone be born only to keep the other child alive? Would the parents feel angry towards the clone if the child didn't live? Would the clone child have emotional problems stemming from the fact that it is a clone? I do not believe that the clone would be given a fair chance of happiness in life if it was born to help a sick brother or sister. Although I do not believe in human cloning, I am an advocate of stem cell research. Stem cell research has much unrealized potential and could provide help to a vast amount of people. My uncle and 14-year-old cousin would not have to administer insulin shots multiple times a day. Alzheimer's patients would not have to suffer if the parts of the brain responsible for memory could be preserved. People with heart disease could have heart tissue grown to replace the damaged tissue. All this could be accomplished without human cloning. Innocent children would not have to be born into the world so that organs and tissue could be used to save a brother or sister.